Hello! Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is called Creek Bed Banquet, Anansi and the Turtle, an African folktale of Anansi the Trickster, adapted for you by Daniel Hines. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Aldo and his family in Portland, Riley, Maddie, and Sawyer and their family, Calvin Small and his family, and Nat and Eli Babich and their family. Thank you so much, Eli, Nat, Calvin, Sawyer, Maddie, Riley, and Aldo. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. We also wanted to tell you about a new iTunes app for kids podcasts that we help build. It's called Kids Listen on the iTunes App Store. It has nothing but kid-friendly shows curated by us and our kid show friends, and it's free. Just search Kids Listen on iTunes.
Hey, grown-ups, power up your family's playtime with the Nintendo Switch system, the home of Mario and friends. Jump into the unexpected with Mario, Princess Peach, and more in Super Mario Bros. Wonder, or challenge each other to a race in Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Go to Nintendo.com and browse the full lineup of Nintendo Switch systems. Additional accessories may be required for multiplayer mode. Games, system, and some accessories sold separately.
Thanks! Enjoy the episode! Creek Bed Banquet, Anansi and the Turtle, an African folktale of Anansi the Trickster. Anansi, the trickster, spider, and god of all stories, was sitting down to eat his evening meal. He had been slowly boiling yams and then had mashed them up, releasing their sweet, earthy, fragrant aroma into the air. They smelled so good that they soon reached the nose of a turtle quite a ways down the path. The turtle had been traveling for days, and as you know, turtles may be steady, but they're also very, very slow. So it had been a long while since his last meal. When the fragrant scent of the yams nestled in his nostrils, his mouth began to water, and he was soon nearly drooling. At the time, in Anansi's part of the world, it was customary for a home to offer to share their meal. This was especially true near the holidays, which indeed it was when the turtle happened by Anansi's home. Knowing this, the turtle stopped and knocked politely on Anansi's door.
"Hello, friend Anansi," the turtle said when Anansi answered. "I've been traveling for many days, and these old turtle legs aren't so fast as they once were. I don't suppose you have a bite of yams to share?"
Anansi frowned. He was a very greedy sort and hated to share. So he looked left, looked right, and just pretended not to see the turtle down there by the ground. He shut the door in the creature's face, thinking, or maybe just hoping, that it had been an honest mistake. The turtle knocked on the door once more. This time, when Anansi opened it, the turtle said,
"Hello, friend! Down here! Anansi! It's me, Turtle!"
Anansi looked down and sighed.
"It's great to see you, Anansi. Like I said, I've been on the road for days, and I'm very, very hungry. I don't suppose you could share a bit of yam with me? They certainly smell delicious."
Anansi sighed again. He knew that by law and custom, he had to let the turtle eat with him. "Of course," he snipped. Come in, and eat my dinner." So the turtle came in, one slow step at a time, and sat himself down at Anansi's table. The trickster wasn't happy, though, and immediately began to think of a way to keep all the yams for himself. Clever as he was, it didn't take Anansi long to think of just the thing. "Oh, but Turtle," he said, "your hands are terribly dirty from walking all that way. You know it's custom to wash them before you eat."
"True, true. Which way to your washroom?"
"Alas, I don't have one," Anansi lied. But if you go out my door, there is a stream just a minute down the way. The turtle nodded and started his walk. Slow as he was, it took him quite a long time to get to the stream and back, just like Anansi had planned. When the turtle arrived back at the table and reached for a yam, Anansi stopped him once again. "Turtle," he said, "your hands are even dirtier than before. You washed them and walked up the road, and now they're nothing but mud. Go clean them properly and don't come back until you have." Suspecting a trick, but unable to refuse, the turtle once more made his slow way down to the stream. This time he washed extra carefully, fronts and backs of his hands, and dried them on some clean grass. Once done, he walked back to Anansi's house using only his back legs. "You think turtles are slow already? This was even slower. Painfully slow. Agonizingly slow. So slow that the turtle's stomach was rumbling like thunder by the time he finally made it back to Tricky Anansi's door. When the turtle sat back at the table, to his intense dismay, he found that all the yams were gone. Anansi, in his greed, had eaten every last bite, leaving not so much as a crumb for the poor old turtle. Anansi smiled, quite pleased with himself, but the turtle knew better than to argue with the trickster god. Instead, he just ignored his rumbling stomach and said, "Thanks for sharing your food, Anansi. If you're ever in the area of my old creek, feel free to stop and share a meal with me." Anansi laughed as the turtle made his hungry way home. A few days later, though, Anansi was feeling hungry and didn't feel like cooking. He decided it was the perfect time to take up the turtle on his dinner invitation. He made his way to the old creek and found the turtle sitting on the shore, relaxing.
"Hello, friend turtle," said Anansi. "I've come to take you up on your dinner invitation."
"Of course! Welcome!" said the turtle, hurrying to his feet. "Just let me set the table. I'll be back in a minute."
The turtle turned and slid into the creek, swimming deep beneath the wind-swept surface. After many minutes of impatient waiting by Anansi, the turtle surfaced once more.
"All right, friend Anansi, dinner is served."
The turtle turned and dove back beneath the water, swimming easily down to the bottom of the creek where he had set a beautiful table of driftwood. Anansi could see it was piled high with delectable foods of all kinds. Mouth-watering now, he dove into the creek and swam down. The table was deeper than it had seemed. Anansi swam even harder, pulling against the water, clawing against the water, but he was only able to get halfway down before, pop, he shot back up to the surface. Grumbling, but not so easily beaten, Anansi climbed a stone and jumped into the water, crashing deeper than before and swimming down even farther than he had the last time. Now, he could see the turtle seated at the table, beginning to eat the feast he had laid. And what a feast it was! Anansi saw crabs and clams and eel, and then, pop, he shot back up to the surface. Angry now, and even more determined to eat the delicious meal, Anansi climbed up and up and up a mighty tree that grew overhanging the creek. He dove straight down, deeper than ever before, and this time he even managed to lay a hand on his chair, getting the full view of the crabs and clams and eels and noticing delicious lily pads and watercress. He tried to sit, but as soon as he moved his hands, pop, he shot right back up to the surface. Anansi clearly floated too well to join the creek bed banquet, but he isn't called the trickster god for nothing. With a sly grin, he filled all the pockets of his jacket with pebbles. It made walking on the shore a heavy task, but when he jumped into the water, he sank right to the bottom.
"Hello, friend turtle," Anansi said as he settled into his seat at the table, smiling his greedy smile. Very kind of you to have me for dinner. It all looks delicious. It did look delicious. No one could deny that. The crabs were fresh and meaty, the clams even more so. The eel was prepared with careful spices, and the lily pads and watercress had just been picked that morning. Anansi reached out to load his plate, but Turtle stopped him.
Oh, but Anansi, Turtle said. Just like it's not polite to eat with one's hands, it's certainly not polite to eat in one's jacket. You know it's custom to take it off before you eat.
Anansi glared at the smiling Turtle, realizing he'd been out-tricked at his own game. True, true, he said, and undid his buttons. As Anansi slipped off his jacket, it quickly sank to the floor of the creek. Anansi, no longer weighed down, tried to reach for his plate once more and... pop! He shot back up to the surface. And there he floated, where he could only watch with jealousy as the turtle slowly ate every morsel of the delicious feast by himself. So remember, when you get it in your head to trick someone, there's always someone out there who'll be able to trick you back. Better to be polite than go home hungry. The End. Today's story, Creek Bed Banquet, Anansi and the Turtle, was an adaptation of the African folktale of Anansi the Trickster, adapted by Daniel Hines and performed for you by me, Amanda Weldon. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and receive a thank you in a future episode, please visit patreon.com/stories and make a pledge. Then send an email to Amanda at storiespodcast.com and let us know who to thank. And don't forget to check out the Kids Listen app for a curated collection of kid-friendly podcasts. Just search Kids Listen on iTunes. Thanks for listening. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.